Hello, Believer Creators. This is Rob Malone welcoming you to Believer Creator Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know that there is a million other things you could be doing right now, and I appreciate spending this time together. And I want to share with you my dream, my desire, my goal in life is to have the most unprofessional podcast on the internet. So I have one question for you right now, and only one question. Are you ready to rumble? All right, so today we want to talk about trout ice cream. Sounds delicious. So, this little backstory on this. You see, my wife and I, we are foodies. And we were, especially when we got married, probably the first 10 years of our marriage or so, we were really into the Food Network. I mean, that was like a ritual. I think every evening at 5 o'clock or something, 6 o'clock, whatever it was, Emeril Lagasse would come on. We'd always catch his show. We'd watch Bobby Flay, Paula Deen. I mean, there were just so many of them that we'd watch it. And we would often go on trips to cities where we knew that there were some really fine restaurants from some of these chefs. Like we went up to Chicago and went to Gail Glenn's restaurant, True, which was phenomenal. Fortunately, it's not open anymore. And then we went down to New Orleans. We went to Emeril Lagasse's Delmonico. And out in Williamsburg, Virginia, we went to Marseille de Saunier's The Trellis. So that was kind of our thing. And anyway, there was this one show on Food Network that took place in Japan called Iron Chef. And it was in Japanese and everything. And it was kind of interesting. And the premise was these top chefs would come together and compete. And they didn't know what the ingredient was going to be. They'd have a mystery ingredient. So they'd reveal the mystery ingredient. And then the chef had some time. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't a lot. May have been 3 hours or something to prepare this three-course meal, with like an appetizer, a main entree, and a dessert, and each one had to contain the secret ingredient. Then a panel of judges would taste them, and they would choose a winner. So the Food Network did the an American version of it. When it rolled it out, the first episode was a competition between the U.S. master chefs and the Japanese master chefs. So one particular one was with Bobby Flay, and I do not remember who the Japanese chef was, and if I did, I probably would not pronounce it correctly anyway. And the secret ingredient was fish. It was. And so they had to create an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and each one had to contain fish in it. So the real challenge was the dessert. So the Japanese chef, who was like the perennial favorite, like he'd never lost a competition that included fish. He was like one of the most successful Iron Chefs in the history of the Japanese show. And so it was like Bobby Flay has really got his back against the wall. So there's a narrator, an MC of this, Alton Brown, another chef, and he's talking, and judges, the panel of judges, can hear Alton Brown as he's MCing this. And so so Alton Brown is looking at what the two master chefs are doing, and he's kind of commenting, trying to guess what they're going to make and what they're going to do. Well, the Japanese chef starts making this custard, and he puts trout in it, right? And so Alton Brown calls it trout ice cream. He's like, oh my, he's going to be making some trout ice cream for the dessert. Now, you can see the judges are squirming at this idea of eating trout ice cream. I mean, it just sounds like one of the most disgusting things in the world. And the chef never called it trout ice cream. And the reality is it wasn't ice cream. It was a custard, and it was not a sweet custard, like a frozen custard, the frozen custard stands. So it gets to the competition. And so Bobby Flay does his entree, his appetizer's entree, but his dessert did not contain fish. He should have been disqualified or got a zero for the dessert, right? So then the Japanese chef comes up. He does the entree. He does the main course. And then they get to the trout ice cream. And these judges, it's taking all the courage they can. You can see they're putting their food, their spoon into that frozen custard, and they're kind of looking at it and smelling it, and they're just gingerly taking a little bit and putting it in their mouth. And they're like, oh, wow, this actually kind of works, right? This is okay. It's not, I don't know that I would order it out, but I have to say it's really not bad, much better than I was expecting. So I'm thinking, oh, well, the Japanese chef is going to nail this thing because Bobby Flay totally blew the dessert because he didn't include fish in his dessert. But here's the interesting thing. They awarded Bobby Flay more points on the dessert. He was like, I think they were like neck and neck getting into the dessert or really close, but they gave Bobby Flay like a perfect score, and they gave this Japanese chef like a real low score. Not because what he did was wrong, not because it tasted bad, but because of this image that Alton Brown created by calling it trout ice cream. So you want to be, the moral of the story here is you want to be creative. You want to be out of the box, but you don't want to be trout ice cream. There is a fine line to cross there. Trout ice cream is not the line that you want to cross. So take that with you today. Go out, be out of the box, but don't be trout ice cream. So my creator believers, my believer creators, I want to leave you with a little quote here today from Abraham Lincoln. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I'll spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. So go out there every day. Make sure you're putting time in sharpening your axe, being the best you can, taking your game to the next level, and creating believers. Go out. Crush it and carpe diem.